You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 21st of April, 2021, and I'm Joe Vicnicki. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau, joined online today by Peter Boyd, a meteorologist with the Weather Service. Hi, Peter.
Hello, how is it going?
Not bad, not bad. So the change was sudden and dramatic into spring, or summer, it felt like almost.
That is correct. Just at the beginning of the month for Petersburg, we were getting 5 inches of snow and freezing temperatures. Then we got to near record temperatures over the past weekend for a number of locations around Southeast Alaska. And now we're going to be returning to still dry weather for the rest of the week, but returning to more seasonable temperatures with highs in the mid to upper 50s and lows in the mid to low 30s. So more towards normal temperatures versus those upper 60s that we had been seeing previously in the week.
You mentioned some records. Any set in this area?
At this point, no specific records for that available, but we will be checking in on that as soon as possible.
Lots of snow is melting, ice is breaking up, and creeks are high. What else to know about this time of year?
At this point, especially with the snowpack in some of the mountains around the areas, depending on where you're at, we'll start to see some of that sliding, especially with the wet slough avalanches going on. But other than that, we're just really getting into more seasonable spring temperatures and afternoon sea breeze activity. Other than that, keeping an eye on the rising creeks and throughout the wind should be starting to overall not as strong as we've seen over the winter, but we still have the potential for some small craft activity, especially for some outflow areas, which might be happening toward the weekend.
All right. Well, people are sure enjoying it and getting outside.
That's the other thing. Get outside, stay safe. Remember the sunscreen you had from 20 years ago, especially in Southeast Alaska. You might need to get some new buy something new. I know we're always finding old tubes around the area here.
That's true. Haven't used that in a year or two. Okay. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.